It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's coming to us live from New York. Happy Friday, happy weekend, happy draft day number two. Because the NFL draft, the second round, is slated to get started any minute now. We had some surprises. We had a couple trades. We got teams that think they have their future quarterback. And let's just say half of these teams are probably going to be disappointed at some point over the next few years. It's okay, though. It's okay. It's all about the optimism right now. But realistic is what I'll be over the next 3 hours. I do get started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen to the Infinity Sports Network on your local affiliate. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app. Besides the Odyssey app, you can definitely tune in on Sirius XM 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call me up, in the words of Miss Cleo, call me now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Kudos to you if you remember Miss Cleo. Me, I'm on the internet. You can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere on the internet. Thank you so much to Randy McMichael, 11-year NFL vet, host of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. He came through and he joined us last hour, talked about the surprise selection of Michael Penix Jr. to the Atlanta Falcons. In a few minutes, we're going to find out what the Buffalo Bills do with their first selection in the draft. They traded back twice. They now select with the first pick of the second round. We'll get into them in a minute. A matter of fact, 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Christopher Parker, covers and watches the Buffalo Bills up in New York for WGR. We get his insight as to what these Buffalo Bills are doing. There's a few things that we do know. Stephon Diggs is gone. Gabe Davis is gone. And when you think about a wide receiver or their number one pass catching option right now, you got to take a look at Dalton Kincaid. And yes, he's good, but he's unproven as a number one. And he's a tight end. And yes, that's a nice escape valve, a nice safety hatch. But most times people want a little something more. And so it was peculiar the first time the Buffalo Bills traded back. And then they traded back again. And they traded out completely from the first round. And they gave up their selection to, of all teams, the Kansas City Chiefs. And what did the Chiefs do? Go out and get the fastest guy in the draft. They said, oh, well, we don't need the pick, so we'll go back, allowing the Chiefs to just snatch up Xavier Worthy out of Texas, the guy who ran a 4-2. And I get it. If you're the Buffalo Bills, especially playing outside in Buffalo, I thought that you need to get somebody a little thick-bodied. You need to get somebody tough. Not some speedster that's going to, you know, be out there in the cold and potentially the snow. You need somebody tough. And the guy who went tough that I thought would be a perfect pass-catching option up in Buffalo, Xavier Leggett, this man ends up with the Carolina Panthers. And so now he's a weapon for Bryce Young. God bless Xavier Leggett. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He played at South Carolina. Doesn't have to go far at all. He's still in the Carolinas. And the Buffalo Bills, it's like, hey, who are you going to take? I mean, there's even words about potential trades. Are they going to look for a Deebo Samuel, a Brandon Ayuk? What are the Buffalo Bills planning here with this first selection in the second round? We're going to find out sooner than later. As of right now, today, this minute, and this might change in a couple of minutes or through the weekend, it's not like the Buffalo Bills have gotten better throughout this offseason. I would honestly say, as of right now, and they got to go through the draft, I think they've gotten worse. They're in stasis. The team that you're trying to beat just added a piece that fits them perfectly. I don't care if he weighs 170 pounds, 175 pounds. You can't hit what you can't catch. Let's take a listen to Xavier Worthy, the gift from the Buffalo Bills to the Kansas City Chiefs. Xavier basically talked about saying, look, man, the Chiefs, oh, I knew I was going to be here.
I mean, I've been calling it. I've been saying it since the beginning of the year. I'm going to the Chiefs. And everybody thought the NFL was never going to let the Chiefs get to me. But, I mean, I'm here. So, but, I mean, I'm excited, man, just to be able to play with Pat and, you know, seeing the success that Tyreek Hill had in this offense. I feel like it would be amazing. I mean, everybody's dream is to play with Patrick Mahomes, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So just to be able to play for him, I mean, everybody talks about it. But, I mean, I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to be a Chief. So I just put it in the air. I mean, so now I'm here. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's there, and Kelsey's there, and Mahomes is there, and Andy Reid is there, and Chris Jones is there, and Vince Lombardi's trophies are there, and the cheap Chiefs owner is there. The Chiefs got everything. What happens when this guy burns the Buffalo Bills in the postseason? Hickey, am I allowed to laugh when he, like, scatters into the end zone for a touchdown, like the game-winning touchdown? Am I allowed to laugh? I am, right?
Oh, you'll be laughing, and millions of probably NFL fans, but definitely Chiefs fans, will be laughing and cackling when and if that happens.
Yeah, can't wait to see what the Buffalo Bills do with their selection. They are on the clock here. It's selection number one of the second round. Hickey, this is going to be pick number 33. How long is it going to take? We won't get this selection for, what, another 15 minutes, you think?
So it's 7:06 Eastern right now. Goodell, I mean, this looks like it's an intro, right? Like, this is, he's not announcing the pick.
Is that a choir on the stage? What is that?
I was just trying to figure it out. Is it, there's Damn. Younger kids, maybe it looks like a flag football.
Oh, there he is.
Some sort of youth event with maybe current and former players. This seems like a big welcome. So I think you're right. Like, I think the clock, I would bet, starts in 4 minutes. And then there'll be another 8 minutes. So 15 minutes, roughly, before we get the Bills pick.
Yeah, Roger Goodell got a bunch of retired players behind him. Who's that? You got a Falcons on. You got the shades. It's like, put the phone. Everybody's taking selfies.
It's anyway. Brandon Graham. Over his left shoulder.
Yeah, with the green.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, it's sparkly. Man, let me tell you something. The fans in Detroit, they have showed up again for day number two. Like, they are not playing. That place looks... You could have told me this was day number one, and I would not have thought any different. Hey, kudos to everybody in Detroit. This has been an amazing event. I know we only have 13 draftees who decided to show up live and in person for the draft yesterday. Plenty of reasons. Some of them didn't want to go to Detroit. Some of them decided to stay at home. And then others were afraid that they would fall. I see Daryl Green. I see Rondé. Not Tiki, but Rondé. Yeah, there's a lot of legends on the stage right now. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up before we get to our interview in about 10 minutes. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Sean. Sean is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Sean?
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm from the very upper peninsula of Michigan. I'm a Lions fan. I'm very happy for the Lions.
You should.
Picking Arnold, obvious. That goes without saying. Super Bowl bound, baby. We're Super Bowl bound, but... No, what I feel is that with the Falcons taking Pettis, is that his name?
Oh, here we go. But go ahead, Penix.
Yeah. I think what they're doing is they're doing the same thing that Tom Brady. They think he can be another Tom Brady.
Okay. All right.
That's
what I'm
saying straight up. I think All he's right. another Tom Brady.
What's his name again?
This is Sean.
No, not you. I know who you are. Who's the guy they selected?
Oh, good Lord.
It's okay, Sean.
I don't know, something
exactly,
like that. But
exactly.
Atlantic Falcons chose that quarterback, and everybody's concerned about that.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you. Listen, enjoy the Lions, okay?
Oh, I will.
Super
Bowl bound.
Yeah, Macho Man.
Bound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hickey, I love when people have opinions and don't even know who the hell they're talking about.
Oh, me too. It's my favorite.
Hey, that guy, what's his name, Pettis? Well, the Falcons think he's going to be the next Brady.
I've never seen him play. I couldn't even tell you his name, but there's Tom Brady 2.0. Why is everyone killing the Falcons for this pick? Do they not? Do you not know who they got?
Oh, how about this? Michigan is being celebrated, of course. Did I blink? Did I see McCarthy wasn't there? No, he's not, right? No,
well, he's in Minnesota 3 or 4 hours ago doing a press conference. I mean,
yeah, no, I didn't see it. I see the coach behind him. Yeah, they got Michigan celebrating their championship. They're on the stage right now with the national championship. Yeah, this is when all the gimmicks come out for the NFL draft. I mean, at what point does Bozo the Clown provide one of the picks? Is that tomorrow, you think? Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock?
That Bozo the Clown followed by Sandy the Tiger is going to roar to give maybe the Bengals pick.
Right. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are officially here on the clock. Says they got about 6.5 minutes. Okay. And then we get to make fun of exactly who and what they're going to grab. Especially, none of this is going to make anybody feel better. You can't help the Chiefs. They've been whooping your ass. Past 3 out of 4 years getting the boot out of the postseason. That's just, can't do that. 855-212-4227. Manny is here from New York. Manny, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Good, shoot.
Good. You said about people here announcing. What about Mason? The Pistons announcer is better than Penn broadcasting that crap team.
No, well, I'm not going to dispute that, but go ahead.
Thank you. Anyway, listen, I'm just watching the playoffs. Man, the Bucks, I don't know what the hell they're up to. They're probably going to get the, man, you'll have Giannis right now. But let me ask you this. Which team do you think, which team in the playoffs that disappoints you?
This disappoints me. The Los Angeles Lakers are currently 0-3 against the Nuggets. They've lost, 11 going on 12 consecutive games. I would say the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, ask Charles Barkley because he just makes me wet on their ass on national television. And I was laughing. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, and by the way, Joel B should be suspended. I mean, my God. I mean, he made Mitchell Robinson look like a damn Tootsie Roll or something. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he tried to grab him straight out of the air. It just treated him like, he treated him like a rag doll. Easy to do when you're on the ground and the other guy's trying to jump and you pull at him on the legs. That's illegal. Yeah, Joel Embiid should have gotten the boot. We'll talk about that later on in the show. He didn't get ejected. He didn't get a flagrant 2. He stayed in the game. I guess it pays to be dirty if you're a former MVP. Johnny is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, JR, Johnny D from Chicago. You're my favorite national broadcaster and philanthropist, if I'm saying that right.
Oh, well, wait. I got an announcement. Man. I got an announcement on Monday. Wait for that one, okay?
Yeah, you're a good man. I was reading up a little bit about you. You're a good man.
Well, I kick old ladies. I kick old ladies on the weekend, so don't worry about it. What you got, Johnny? Go ahead, quick.
Fanatics announced today that Caitlin Clark's record got broken in 2 weeks by Caleb Williams for the most merchandise sales on draft night. That goes across all sports, so he shattered her record.
I did see that. How about that?
Yeah, and then Caleb announced he's going to wear number 18, which is his Gonzaga College High School number. And then the NFC Central, I think that's going to be one of the tougher divisions. I can actually see all four teams going 10-7.
Okay, you're the NFC PFF North, yes.
Has the Bears and the Vikings at 8.5 wins. And the Packers and Lions at 10.5 wins. So PFF is usually a real good source.
Yeah.
But the Vikings are stacked. You know, they got a great defense, and they picked up that
J.J. McCarthy. Turner. Yes, a defense.
J.J. McCarthy. That's Jonathan James. There's a little trivia there. That's his real name. And then The word Gonzaga, do you know where that comes from?
No, Johnny, a dog.
It comes from a saint in Italy back in the, way back in the 400s AD.
Oh, okay.
Way back when.
All right, Johnny.
That applies to the college and the high school he went to.
Okay.
And another trivia thing,
Johnny, hold on.
Yep.
Johnny, tell us what it is, because I got to go to break. We got a guest coming on. Go ahead. Tell us.
Brazil, what's the native language of Brazil?
They speak Portuguese in Brazil, Johnny. I've been.
Right on. You got it.
Yes, I've been. I've been, Johnny. Thank
all right.
you.
I wanted to comment on the last three top sixes.
Wait. Hold it. Johnny, wait a minute. You want to comment on the last three top sixes?
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks of content, Johnny. Johnny,
yeah,
I have. Johnny, I have to hit the break. I run a tight ship. I wish I could just talk. It's not a podcast. It's a radio show. Hey, Johnny, call me next week, okay?
All right, dude.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. Hickey, what's so difficult to understand? I know I'm on the air just talking, but there are things that I have to do. I'm glad it's not noticeable to the majority of the listeners, but what's so difficult of me saying I got to go? It sounds easy, right? I got to leave.
Hey, JR, I know you're tight on time here, but something in December you said I want to circle back to that I want to give my take on.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the past 3 weeks, JR.
Let me run through each of the top sixes in the last 3 weeks. Give me my thoughts on them.
I'm going to do it real quick. I'm going to read you the Bible, and I'm going to do it real quick, and then I'm going to go to break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to know what the Buffalo Bills did at the number 33 selection. And then we're going to have a conversation with Christopher Parker from Buffalo, WGR. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The second round of the NFL draft is underway. Buffalo Bills actually made a pick. They didn't trade it back. I won't keep you in suspense. They actually got a wide receiver. Keon Coleman from Gatorland. Tallahassee. Keon Coleman from the Seminoles is the latest wide receiver to join the Buffalo Bills. Seconds ago, Lat McConkey from right here in Georgia. He goes to California. He's now a member of the Chargers. To talk about the Buffalo Bills and their trade backs and their newest addition, it's time to have a conversation with WGR's own Christopher Parker. Chris, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Happy to do it, man. Hope you're having a good Friday night so far.
Thank you so much. I got no complaints. Last night, I think there's a couple of fans in Western New York who might have had some complaints or some head-scratching thoughts. The Buffalo Bills did take a wide receiver seconds ago with Keon Coleman. What gives? Why did they trade back, and why Keon?
Well, I think, let's see, I'll handle the last part first, and then we can get to what went on last night and led to that. I think in Keon Coleman, the Bills see a plug-and-play replacement for Gabriel Davis. Now, they still have the issue of replacing Stephon Diggs, who I'm sure you and your audience are aware was traded to Houston this offseason. But Davis left in free agency prior to that, and he was, despite Diggs' prominence, Davis was the guy that never left the field on this team. Like, game after game, you'd see him at, like, 98% of the offensive snaps. And a part of that was because he was a well-rounded player, big body, and was a very willing run blocker. And if you dig into Keon Coleman's profile and get past all the circus catches he made while he was playing for Florida State and even going back to his days at Michigan State, there is a willingness to participate in that part of the game. So I think a big part of the allure is not to say that they're not looking for receiving traits and looking for explosive plays. I just don't know that you go looking to Keon Coleman for that. He's not, to me, an explosive player with the ball in his hands. He'll make some dramatic highlight reel catches, but I think how well-rounded he is, the try-hard in the run game, is a big key to this for the Bills.
You know, Christopher Park is here from WGR up in Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Bills traded back twice here there were some wide receivers, especially the one that the Panthers took in Leggett, that I said he would be ideal for Buffalo. His size, his skill, a powerful wide receiver, he would do great in the elements. Why did they trade back twice? And more importantly, was there no concern trading with the Chiefs?
Well, you know, you tell me what you want here, because I've been kind of an agent of chaos all day. I just got done with my own show here in Buffalo, which is 3 to 7 Buffalo time. And like I am, the Chiefs are very much in all of our heads, and I definitely am a victim of that. So, you know, I hear they're trading back. Okay, well, that's smart. Get some extra assets. You know, maybe all these guys are kind of the same to you. Great. Wait, you're trading back with the Chiefs? What? And they're taking the guy that I had pegged. That was my favorite outcome in round one at 28, if the Bills didn't trade up or down, was they stay there and make the pick. Xavier Worthy sounds great. Need for speed. I've been after it for 4 years, really since the Bills lost to the Chiefs in the AFC title game at the end of the 20 season. About one of the big differences between the two teams was speed. And the Chiefs at that time, of course, had Tyreek Hill. The Bills have never really addressed it. So I like the Worthy idea a lot. So we got to kind of get the Chiefs out of our kitchens and recognize that, well, for one, I think it's probably pretty likely that the Chiefs would have gotten to Xavier Worthy one way or another. And so from the Bills' standpoint, I respect them being devoted to their process enough to go, all right, Andy Reid's on the phone, or probably was the GM or an assistant GM, but what I like the idea of Reid with the mustache on the phone, and it's even a helmet phone if you want. I'm showing my age now. They want to move up, and the Bills not being shook by that and just going, fine, you know what? We don't have a first-round grade on any of these guys, and I don't really care what Kansas City does. Like, I respect it, but it also terrifies me, if you can rectify those two divergent opinions about it.
Nah, I can certainly understand being terrified. And yes, sure, we have an entire day, another Saturday to go through the draft. And then things are pretty much set here with the Buffalo Bills and their roster. Sands going through training camp and guys who might get released and cut and bargains and what have you. This doesn't feel like an offseason where they've gotten better. It feels like an offseason where they've pretty much either A, stayed the same, or slightly got a little worse, no?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, their two starting receivers on the outside are gone. They've replaced them so far now with what I think is a plug-and-play replacement for Gabriel Davis, who I desperately did not want the Bills to re-sign because I think he's a pretty limited player. Not a full route tree, not a lot of separation. There's just not, you know, he gives you one thing, and he's really good at that one thing, you know, getting downfield and you know, yards per catch are really good. But down in, down out, I think the Bills have been missing a second weapon. So they replaced Davis with Coleman, okay, that might be a wash, and, you know, we'll live with that. It's only Curtis Samuel's replacing Stephon Diggs.
No.
I mean, Samuel hasn't had 700 yards in a season since he was playing with Cam Newton. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm still worried about what kind of offense they want to run and who they want to be on that side of the ball. Because when Joe Brady took over last year, they became one of, if not the most run-heavy team in the league. And I'm pretty sure you would know this. They've got a unicorn freakazoid at quarterback. And I don't know. If they're trying to, like, backslide into becoming a more run-heavy team, I think they're going the wrong way.
Well, Christopher, that was going to be my next question about that freakazoid. Josh Allen is so talented, there's plenty of times where he's been tasked with doing too much or just going out there and doing too much himself, whether it's opening himself up to hits or turning the ball over. We know his usage rate is through the roof. This is before and after Diggs, and now we're after Diggs again. Is there not a concern that Superman puts on the cape and thinks he has to save everybody and then gets sick? Like, there has to be a concern here about Josh Allen.
I mean, that's exactly the prism from which I am talking to you from, viewing it through. Like, that's exactly what I'm worried about, is that they've got this guy at quarterback, and, you know, they had – listen, there's been a lot. This offseason has been heavy. I mean, they didn't just divest themselves of Diggs and Davis. They lost a fantastic center in Mitch Morse. They lost their safety tandem in Poyer and Hyde. They've lost Tre'Davious White. I mean, they've lost a lot. So to think about all of that and still think about contending, I think you need to really supplement this passing game, and they've only really just started doing it. And I don't even know how impactful Keon Coleman is supposed to be in that.
Well, when you think about all of the just emerging teams, you would think, you would hope in the AFC. You know, the Jets, let's just pretend that Aaron Rodgers is healthy for a season. We always know the AFC North is ridiculously competitive. You think about the young teams in the AFC South with the Texans. Yeah, they just added Diggs. I mean, come on now. What's best case scenario for the Bills? They've been fighting with the Chiefs the past couple of seasons to get to the Super Bowl, and now it seems like they've taken a step back. What's best case scenario this year? What's realistic?
I mean, those aren't necessarily the same answer. Like, best case scenario is that Keon Coleman is better than I'm. Yeah, and look, I'm all right with them picking this guy. I just don't think he's a guy that's really going to move the meter, at least not right away. It may take some time, and maybe he'll turn out to be an excellent player, you know, but we're years away from that. In the short term, they, you know, and we'll see what the rest of today brings. I mean, they are armed because of these trade backs, with now three picks today when they only had one when this all began last night. So that's to their credit. So maybe, you know, best case scenario, they double dip at receiver, find a guy like, I like Javon Baker an awful lot, who might be someone you can get near the end of round two or even in round three. And they do that and they get two kicks at the can at receiver. You know, then you'll start to maybe get somewhere with this offense sort of maintaining what it's been. But realistically right now, I'm not sure where their passing game is.
Yeah, I may have to sign up. You think I could play wide out? I'd play a little bit, something, right?
Oh, man, I haven't seen your hops. I don't know.
Nah, I haven't jumped in a long time, but I think I'd do okay. I think I'd be okay. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. I feel bad for the fans in Buffalo. I feel like they're getting slapped in the face like the Falcons fans just a little bit. This is just, I guess, the nature of the beast. Where can people follow you on air, Chris? Tell us in. Fill us in.
I am weekday afternoons, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the mighty WGR Sports Radio 550 here in Buffalo, a fellow Odyssey station. And on Twitter, BulldogWGR.
Hey, Christopher, thank you so much. I think we're all eager to see what the Bills do throughout the rest of this draft, as well as through the offseason. You enjoy the weekend, okay? Thank you for the time.
You too. Anytime, man. Thanks.
That Christopher Parker from WGR. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills traded back twice yesterday, one time to the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Buffalo Bills had the first selection here in the second round of the draft. And they decided to take a wide receiver, a big wide receiver, Keon Coleman from Florida State. Keon Coleman listed at 6'3", 213 pounds. Listen, this was a draft that had plenty of wide receivers. There's a reason that Keon Coleman went in the second round. That's not to say that there's not going to be success, but when you think about the upside and the ability to get there quickly, if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, I am just scratching my head. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get to your calls, 855-212-4227. I want to talk to you about someone who did some talking yesterday, and he did a damn good job at it. His name is Bill Belichick.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The Buffalo Bills, with the first pick of the second round, they finally got themselves a wide receiver. They did not trade down again. They select Keon Coleman out of Florida State. And thank you so much to Christopher Parker from WGR in Buffalo, New York, for joining us in the last break to talk about these Buffalo Bills, who just, they don't look like they're going to be as good as they were last year. And I know the draft isn't done. This is still only April, but it's just not a good feeling right now for the Buffalo Bills, especially if they want to get over the hump, that is the Kansas City Chiefs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As the draft continues on, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from right here in Georgia, is now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. A Falcons fans got the defender, or a defender that they were looking for, Rook Orohoro, on the defensive line from Clemson. He goes at pick number 35. This man could have easily been a first rounder. Jerzhan Newton out of Illinois, defensive tackle, man in the middle. He went at number 36 to Washington. Excellent pick. Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. He just went to New England. Yeah, I don't think we'll see Drake May throwing him passes anytime soon, but who knows? We'll certainly find out sooner than later. 855-212-4227. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Lee. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say what I think is the most unheralded and underrated pick in the first draft was the 49ers taking Ricky Pearsall, because I saw Pearsall play. I'm a Gator fan. I know what the guy's capable of. In my opinion, with the 49ers having him, Purdy and Pearsall are going to be as prolific as Montana and Rice were. I know that sounds like really high praise.
Hold on a second. Don't say anything else. Hickey, is there a way to administer a drug test on the radio? No, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Lee. Go ahead. You're on the air again. Hold on. There you go.
That's fine. But here's the thing. Okay, when it comes to fruition, y'all are going to be like, man, Lee from Cincinnati was a soothsayer. He was clairvoyant. He could see the future, because Pearsall is that good. Brock Purdy is he's an incredible quarterback, because he knows how to pass to the right guy at the right time, the right place. But Pearsall can get open, and he can catch anything from his shoe tops to 3 feet above him.
I need a drink. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say Joe Montana?
Well, I said they'd be more prolific than
No. Just help me out, because I have comprehension issues. So you got to walk me through this. So if you just answer me, that would help. It's either yes or no. You said Joe Montana, correct?
Yes, I mentioned Joe Montana. Yes, sir.
And then you also said Jerry Rice, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you said Purdy and Pearsall can be or will be more prolific, correct?
Beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Okay. So, Lee, do you smoke?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds it may incriminate me.
Oh, okay. All right, that's your business. Do you drink?
I do that, too, from time to time. But I have been doing neither one before I made this very astute.
Things last in people's systems for a long time, Lee. Enjoy the weekend, okay? Thank you for calling from Cincinnati. Hickey, what do I do with that? Like, I want a drink. The closest thing I got in front of me is tea. That's not cutting it.
That's not going to take the edge off. That's for sure after that. I like Lee. Forget about matching. Surpassing Montana and Rice. Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy. Folks, You heard it here first. Take it to the bank.
And that wasn't, I think he was serious. That wasn't like a matter of exaggerating or being enthusiastic. Did you think he meant that? He didn't mean that.
So Lee has called a lot, so I've gotten to know Lee a little bit. I think he does mean it, in part because he's a big Florida Gators fan, and that is where Ricky Pearsall hails from. So I think there maybe is a little bit of bias towards the Gators as to that proclamation of basically becoming, right, I think you could say, the greatest quarterback-receiver duo ever.
bias. I think there's something else we can call his comments. It starts with a B, and it ain't bias, okay? I mean,
wait,
goodness
what?
Gracious.
But what is this? Are you allowed to say it?
Am I? You want me to say it? I'll say it, and we both go down in flames.
A Let word me- that starts with a... What's the second letter?
What? You?
Buffoonery?
Yes. It's full of buffoonery. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
We need to put Lee on probation. That we can do. We cannot drug test him, but we can put him on probation.
Oh, okay. I see what word you're saying now. It just hit me. Buffoon. It's not. Okay.
It is buffoonery. Yeah.
Right. Buffoonery.
Full of buffoonery.
A little slow on the come up today.
Yeah. Outside of that, someone who's also excited about adding another wide receiver to the San Francisco 49ers. He used to crack skulls, and now he's their GM. He runs the ship. His name is John Lynch. And John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, they spoke after the selection, and it was really short and simple. How did Brandon Ayuk feel about this?
Brandon just texted.
We got on the way in.
Yeah. Fire pick.
Fire pick. No so, lie.
Can't lie.
Oh, so I guess that means he wants to stay, right? I mean, there's so many rumors right now with the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall is pretty much an insurance policy. And it's not just Brandon Ayuk. It's Deebo Samuel as well. It's been reported that the 49ers are trying to move one of the two of those dudes. And I know the Buffalo Bills just selected Keon Coleman. There was a thought at one point in time that maybe Deebo Samuel was moving out to Western New York. As of right now, that certainly hasn't proven to be the case. And the 49ers, they got themselves some depth. John Lynch, he addressed that too. All of these trade rumors with Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and the social media activity. John Lynch says, man, I want to keep everybody.
I know that we're continuing to have positive talks with BA, and you know, we are really efforting to get something done with them, and we're excited about continuing down that path. And Brandon being a part of this team, Deebo is a part of this team and a big part of this team. So, like I said, we feel great about that group, and we feel like we just made it better with another really good addition to it who complements the group real well.
Close the door on a trade.
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we, you know, we'll always listen, and we have, and we like our group as it stands.
Yeah, 49ers will be fine. Unlike the Buffalo Bills, I have concerns about, and I just know our last caller, Hickey, what was that man, Lee from Cincinnati? Is that who that was?
You know it.
I know he was effusive about Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy. Said they're going to be more prolific than Montana and Rice. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know you're really smoking something. Kyle Shanahan is also happy about his new wide receiver, but he didn't say anything ridiculous. Listen.
I mean, he's got the 40 to still get on top of people on the outside, which where that starts a little bit. I mean, just got to have a threat of that to scare guys in a go route. And if you can do that, you can separate on the other routes. But he can get out of his break very well. He's not huge, but he's still got a good body to where he can handle it on any side or at any length of a corner. So, I mean, all of our receivers who play outside, they also play inside. So we kind of want a guy who can do it all.
Yeah, he's good. I know he had that big catch against, I think it was the 49ers, the other 49ers in college. He's good, but I mean, what are we talking about? Like, how can you say such a thing about any prospect? It got nothing to do with him. I don't care what wide receiver it is to even say he's going to have a Jerry Rice. He's going to lead the world in receiving yards. Like, what are we talking about? You going to win four championships? Tell Brock Purdy to get one. I know, Hickey, I know it's Friday night. Like, Does something change in the air? Or what gives?
This is draft season. This is where you can say whatever you want, because most of the time people forget come September what the guarantees were, and then forget about September. People 10 years from now forget what was said, good or bad. So this is the time to spout out the craziest takes, JR. Come on.
You
saw that one-handed catcher, Ricky Pearsall. Why can't he be Jerry Rice 2.0?
Do you think that the Falcons are on the same thing that he's on in Cincinnati?
Good. You know what? That would explain a lot. That would explain a lot of their rationale of doing something we've never seen before, right? Going all out for a quarterback in free agency, then drafting one in the first round. That would explain it. And, you know, if Terry Fontenot said, Yeah, they got a little twisted. That's why it happened. Sorry for partying. Maybe Falcons fans are a little less angry.
Falcons are like a team that... It's like someone who hasn't eaten in 3 days, that they go to the buffet and they eat some more. And then they eat some more just because they don't know the next time that they're going to eat. Okay? The Falcons are someone who you know, they haven't been active in a few years, right? And then they get active, and now they want to be active with everybody. Like, the Falcons are just doing too much. They're gluttonous. They don't know when to stop. They got too much of a good thing. They got a toy that they had to put up in the back of the shelf. Like, play with the toys that you got already. They're greedy. They're doing too much. Falcons are just the gift that keeps on giving, at least like you said, from a content perspective. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports. Oh, my God, Hubie Brown. Hickey, how old is this guy? You're like 95? God bless him. This man, Hubie Brown, is still calling these back. God bless him. He does all. Does he got an aide?
Travel, too. It's impressive.
Yo, that man is the man. I can't even say anything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll talk more draft and basketball, and I'll update you. The Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The Buffalo Bills with the first pick of the second round. They finally got themselves a wide receiver. They did not trade down again. They select Keon Coleman out of Florida State. And thank you so much to Christopher Parker from WGR in Buffalo, New York, for joining us in the last break to talk about these Buffalo Bills, who just, they don't look like they're going to be as good as they were last year. And I know the draft isn't done. This is still only April, but it's just not a good feeling right now for the Buffalo Bills, especially if they want to get over the hump, that is the Kansas City Chiefs. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. As the draft continues on, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from right here in Georgia, is now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. Falcons fans got the defender, or a defender that they were looking for, Ruk Araujo, on the defensive line from Clemson. He goes at pick number 35. This man could have easily been a first-rounder. Jerzhan Newton out of Illinois, defensive tackle, man in the middle. He went at number 36 to Washington. Excellent pick. Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. He just went to New England. Yeah, I don't think we'll see Drake May throwing him passes anytime soon, but who knows? We'll certainly find out sooner than later. 855-212-4227. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Lee. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say, what I think is the most unheralded and underrated pick in the first draft was the 49ers taking Ricky Pearsall, because I saw Pearsall play. I'm a Gator fan. I know what the guy's capable of. In my opinion, with the 49ers having him, Purdy and Pearsall are going to be as prolific as Montana and Rice were. I know that sounds like really high praise.
Hold on a second. Don't say anything else. Hickey, is there a way to administer a drug test on the radio? No, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Lee. Go ahead. You're on the air again. Hold on. There you go.
That's fine, but here's the thing. Okay, when it comes to fruition, y'all are going to be like, man, Lee from Cincinnati was a soothsayer. He was clairvoyant. He could see the future, because Pearsall is that good. Brock Purdy is he's an incredible quarterback, because he knows how to pass to the right guy at the right time, the right place. But Pearsall can get open, and he can catch anything from his shoe tops to 3 feet above him.
I need a drink right now. Help me out again. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say Joe Montana?
Well, I said they'd be more prolific than
No. Just help me out, because maybe I have comprehension issues. So you got to walk me through this. So if you just answer me, that would help. It's either yes or no. You said Joe Montana, correct?
Yes, I mentioned Joe Montana. Yes, sir.
And then you also said Jerry Rice, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you said Purdy and Pearsall can be or will be more prolific, correct?
Beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Okay. So, Lee, do you smoke?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds it may incriminate me.
Oh, okay. That's your business. Do you drink?
I do that, too, from time to time. But I have been doing neither one before I made this very astute.
Things last in people's systems for a long time, Lee. Enjoy the weekend, okay? Thank you for calling from Cincinnati. Hickey, what do I do with that? Like, I want to drink. The closest thing I got in front of me is tea. That's not cutting it.
That's not going to take the edge off. That's for sure after that. I like Lee. Forget about matching. Surpassing Montana and Rice. Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy. Folks, you heard it here first. Take it to the bank.
And that wasn't, I think he was serious. That wasn't like a matter of exaggerating or being enthusiastic. Did you think he meant that? He didn't mean that.
So Lee has called a lot, so I've gotten to know Lee a little bit. I think he does mean it, in part because he's a big Florida Gators fan, and that is where Ricky Pearsall hails from. So I think there maybe is a little bit of bias towards the Gators as to that proclamation of basically becoming, right, I think you could say, the greatest quarterback-receiver duo ever.
Bias? I think there's something else we can call his comments. It starts with a B, and it ain't bias, okay? I mean, goodness gracious.
But what is this? Are you allowed to say it?
Am I? You want me to say it? I'll say it, and we both go down in flames.
What's the second letter?
What? You?
Buffoonery?
Yes. It's full of buffoonery. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
We need to put Lee on probation. That we can do. We cannot drug test him, but we can put him on probation.
Oh, okay. I see what word you're saying now. It just hit me. Buffoon. It's not. Okay.
It is buffoonery. Yeah.
Right. Buffoonery.
Full of buffoonery.
A little slow on the come up today.
Yeah. Outside of that, someone who's also excited about adding another wide receiver to the San Francisco 49ers. He used to crack skulls, and now he's their GM. He runs the ship. His name is John Lynch. And John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, they spoke after the selection. And it was really short and simple. How did Brandon Ayuk feel about this?
Brandon just texted.
We got on the way in.
Yeah. Fire pick.
Fire pick. No lie.
Can't lie.
Oh, so I guess that means he wants to stay, right? I mean, there's so many rumors right now with the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall is pretty much an insurance policy. And it's not just Brandon Ayuk. It's Deebo Samuel as well. It's been reported that the 49ers are trying to move one of the two of those dudes. And I know the Buffalo Bills just selected Keon Coleman. There was a thought at one point in time that maybe a Deebo Samuel was moving out to Western New York. As of right now, that certainly hasn't proven to be the case. And the 49ers, they got themselves some depth. John Lynch, he addressed that too. All of these trade rumors with Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and the social media activity. John Lynch says, man, I want to keep everybody.
I know that we're continuing to have positive talks with BA, and we are really efforting to get something done with them, and we're excited about continuing down that path. And Brandon being a part of this team, Deebo is a part of this team and a big part of this team. So, like I said, we feel great about that group, and we feel like we just made it better with another really good addition to it who complements the group real well.
Close the door on a trade.
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we'll always listen, and we have, but we like our group as it stands.
Yeah, 49ers will be fine. Unlike the Buffalo Bills, I have concerns about. And I just know our last caller, Hickey, what was that man? Lee from Cincinnati, is that who that was?
You know it.
I know he was effusive about Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy. Said they're going to be more prolific than Montana and Rice. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know you're really smoking something. Kyle Shanahan is also happy about his new wide receiver, but he didn't say anything ridiculous. Listen.
I mean, he's got the 40 to still get on top of people on the outside, which where that starts a little bit. I mean, just got to have a threat of that to scare guys in a go route. And if you can do that, you can separate on the other routes. But he can get out of his break very well. He's not huge, but he's still got a good body to where he can handle it on any side or any length of a corner. So, I mean, all of our receivers who play outside, they also play inside. So we kind of want a guy who can do it all.
Yeah, he's good. I know he had that big catch against, I think it was the 49ers, the other 49ers in college. He's good, but I mean, what are we talking about? Like, how can you say such a thing about any prospect? It got nothing to do with him. I don't care what wide receiver it is to even say he's going to have a Jerry Rice. He's going to lead the world in receiving yards. Like, what are we talking about? You going to win four championships? Tell Brock Purdy to get one. I know, Hickey, I know it's Friday night. Like, does something change in the air? Or what gives?
This is draft season. This is where you can say whatever you want, because most of the time people forget come September what the guarantees were, and then forget about September. People 10 years from now forget what was said, good or bad. So this is the time to spout out the craziest takes, JR. Come on.
You
saw that one-handed catch from Ricky Pearsall. Why can't he be Jerry Rice 2.0?
Do you think that the Falcons are on the same thing that he's on in Cincinnati?
Good. You know what? That would explain a lot. That would explain a lot of their rationale of doing something we've never seen before, right? Going all out for a quarterback in free agency, then drafting one in the first round. That would explain it. And you know, if Terry Fontenot said, yeah, they got a little twisted, that's why it happened. Sorry for partying. Maybe Falcons fans are a little less angry.
Falcons are like a team that it's like someone who hasn't eaten in 3 days, that they go to the buffet and they eat some more. And then they eat some more just because they don't know the next time that they're going to eat. Okay? The Falcons are someone who you know, they haven't been active in a few years, right? And then they get active, and now they want to be active with everybody. Like, the Falcons are just doing too much. They're gluttonous. They don't know when to stop. They got too much of a good thing. They got a toy that they had to put up in the back of the shelf. Like, play with the toys that you got already. They're greedy. They're doing too much. Falcons are just the gift that keeps on giving, at least like you said, from a content perspective. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports. Oh, my God, Hubie Brown. Hickey, how old is this guy? You're like 95? God bless him. This man, Hubie Brown, is still calling these back. God bless him. He does all. Does he got an aide?
Travel too. It's impressive.
Yo, that man is the man. I can't even say anything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll talk more draft and basketball, and I'll update you. The Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.